You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Wednesday night. I hope you've had a good one. I know who's having a good Wednesday night. The Houston Astros are having a good Wednesday night. Minutes ago, they just beat the Twins. They are going on to their seventh straight American League Championship Series. I know who else is having a good night. Phillies are having a good night. They didn't advance yet, but the Phillies beat the Braves 10-2 in Philadelphia. Phillies lead the series 2-1. And right now, man, I think anybody could have guessed this. If you've been watching Lance Lynn, he's been getting smacked around, giving home runs up left and right. He gave up 3 tonight. And the Diamondbacks lead the Dodgers 4-0. Arizona getting ready to shock everybody by wiping out and sweeping the Dodgers. Still plenty of time left in that game. It's the bottom of the third. And Lance Lynn said, one home run, two home runs, three home runs. It's looking ugly. As I sit here in the studio right now, Justin Verlander embracing Dusty Baker here. As I just told you, the Houston Astros eliminating the Twins from the postseason in Minneapolis. 3-2, the final score. Houston wins the series 3-1. The Astros go back to another ALCS, the seventh straight. And I can't hear this as I sit in the studio with you. Justin Verlander, you know, riling the guys up, final speech. He just got back to the team a couple of months ago. It's like going to the New York Mets was a short vacation, and Houston Astros celebrating with more champagne, something that they've been very used to over the past several seasons. So here's the deal. We're going to talk more baseball tonight, okay? It is Wednesday, so I'm going to share with you a new top six list. We're going to look at the top six NFL coaches who happen to be sitting directly on the hot seat right now. And it could be from medium to blazing hot, but we'll get to that in about 2 hours from now. Also this evening, it's baseball, right? I mean, we're talking about league championship series games and this and that. We got to talk to a dude who played baseball for 16 seasons, three-time All-Star, played the game at the highest level, and also a spectacular human being. We're going to talk to Curtis Granderson next hour. And so we'll have an opportunity to ask him about the Astros and talk about the Rangers, and even team got eliminated last night, the Orioles. We got a lot to do. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's holding it down for us in New York City. What a night. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158, and if you got a smart speaker, congratulations. You can just talk to the speaker and ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. If you want to contact me as well, it's simple. I am at JR Sport Brief everywhere, all over the damn place on social media. And the phone number, it's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk about the game that just ended. The Astros beating the Twins 3-2, winning the divisional series 3-1. Jose Abreu hitting a two-run home run in the fourth to make it 3-1. And after that, really, man, Astros bats were quiet. And I think at one point, they were sat down, I want to say 13 consecutive batters following that home run, and they still held on to win. The bullpen did its job, and a matter of fact, I want you to take a listen to the final call, courtesy of some happy folks from the Astros Radio Network.
Left-handed hitter back in the box, waiting for a 3-2 from Presley. Here it comes.
Strike three call on the outside corner, and that is the ball game, and that is the series. The Houston Astros defeat the Minnesota Twins by a final of 3-2, and they take the ALDS 3-1. For a seventh straight year, the American League Championship Series will include the Houston Astros.
Yeah, the American League Championship Series might as well belong to them. And I know last night we had a caller hit me up. He's like, hey, JR, if the Astros won another championship, can we consider them to be a dynasty? And I'm like, yeah, sure, yeah, you can. Nothing's going to erase what happened in 2017. But, you know, at this point, this is what it is. They keep on winning. You can't tell me they're out here banging on trash cans. I can tell you what I'm used to seeing. These champagne baths and these champagne showers. And this is a cool thing as well about what we're going to see in the American League Championship Series. This is going to be the first time. And I know this sounds nuts because baseball has been around a long, long time. It's the first time we're going to see a league championship series take place between two teams in the same state. These are two participants in the AL West. We're going to see the Rangers and these Astros. I believe the first game is going to take place on Sunday. And throughout the course of the year, yeah, Houston has won out. They have 9 wins to the Rangers, 4. And so we'll see what happens when they get things going. I don't think this is a big stretch of the imagination. I'm going to select the Houston Astros to go ahead and make it back to another World Series. And then what we also might see, how about this interesting storyline, outside of two old, I don't want to call them dinosaurs, but two older managers, Bruce Bochy, Dusty Baker. At one point in time earlier this year, Max Scherzer was on the New York Mets. And so was Justin Verlander, both on the New York Mets, and now they're representing two Texas teams. I would assume we're going to see Max Scherzer out on the mound. You know, whether or not he's healthy enough to go ahead and do anything, we'll find that out and see sooner than later. So the American League Championship Series is all set. We're going to have the Astros. We're going to have the Rangers. And for the first time, two teams from the same state giving us a league championship series. That should be fun. Meanwhile, on the other side, I just told you about this one. Dodgers being blanked right now. They stink. The Diamondbacks beating them 4-0. It's the middle of the fourth, and Arizona might sweep the Dodgers tonight. What a shock that would be if that takes place. And now the Phillies as well. One victory away. This finished more than an hour ago. But the Phillies beating the Braves 10-2 in Philadelphia. The Phillies, one victory away from going back to the National League Championship Series. And then also eliminating the Braves for another postseason. Kind of wild. And the Phillies, they could thank Bryce Harper. Playing out of his mind right now. This was a beatdown, okay? The Phillies scored 6 runs in the third inning. Nick Castellanos, he hit a home run in that third. And then he hit another one in the eighth. And then that Bryce Harper guy, seemingly ticked off for being mocked by Orlando Arcia. Bryce Harper hit a 3-run home run in that same third and then decided to stare him down. I want you to take a listen to this, courtesy of the Phillies Radio Network.
Elder takes a peek back at first base. The right-hander's pitch. Swung on, belted, wow. Deep right field, and it's long, gone for Harper! A second deck, 3-run home run for Bryce Harper. As he punishes that pitch from Bryce Elder. And the Phillies take the 4-1 lead.
Yeah, wild stuff. If you remember the last game, the Braves come back. Austin Riley home run. Michael Harris, big catch. Also throwing out, throwing out Bryce Harper at first. There was a report that Orlando Arcia was in the Braves locker room saying, attaboy, Bryce Harper, you know, way to screw the game up, but way for us to win. And it sounds pretty innocuous to say in your own clubhouse. But obviously, Bryce Harper heard about this because it was reported in the news. And so Bryce Harper, not shy at staring him down when he rounded the bases for his home run. And oh yeah, by the way, Bryce Harper hit another home run, another bomb in the fifth. This is the Phillies Radio Network. They went nuts.
One ball, one strike. Breaking ball hit in the air, center field. Going back is Harris. Back toward the wall. It is gone! He did it again! This time to center field. Harper looks at Arcia again as he goes around the second base bag. Fireworks are shooting out in right center field near the bell, and the Phillies lead it 7-1. He is amazing.
Absolutely amazing. Bryce Harper now has more home runs than anyone else ever in the divisional round of the playoffs. 10 home runs in a divisional round. The record is his. And Bryce Elder, who you heard about giving up that first bomb, 2 2/3 innings pitched, he gave up 6 earned runs. Aaron Nola, pitching for the Phillies, 5 2/3 innings pitched, 9 strikeouts in Philly. The Phillies hit 6 home runs tonight. That is a team postseason record. And they did this against a team that had a record, tied a record, 307 home runs in the regular season. That would be the Braves. The Phillies are giving them a taste of their own medicine, and now these Phillies are one victory away from advancing to the National League Championship Series. Their manager, Rob Thompson, he was asked about Bryce Harper and what he's doing with these 10 total career home runs and 2 home runs in one game. This is what Rob Thompson, the manager of the Phillies, had to say.
We got to start this off, I guess, by talking about Bryce Harper. You know, the way he came back from, I guess, a base running gaffe. I don't know if that really qualifies as such. But, you know, talk about how well he performed, how he came back in this game today.
Yeah, he really did. And you know, he's a big game player. He really is. These moments, he steps up. And I think that he wanted to correct himself for the base running error, so that gets him going a little bit. But he wants to win, and he comes to play every day. And when the lights are the brightest, he shows up.
I appreciate that. He's a star, man. He's fun to watch. I remember for so many years, especially looking at two teenagers who came up in the majors, you would look at Mike Trout, and then you could go ahead and look at Bryce Harper and go, I wonder which one of these dudes is going to have the best or the better career. And Mike Trout, and both of these dudes have dealt and had their share of injuries, but Bryce Harper's actually been able to play in games that actually matter. And so I hope that we got 10 more years of each of these dudes. I don't know if Mike Trout is going to last that long. He's still playing the outfield. We got Bryce Harper currently playing first base. But in a head-to-head, it looks like Bryce Harper is winning out. And it's fun to see him play. Always has a lot of energy. Isn't afraid to talk smack, answer back, whether it be to fans or the opposition. He embodies Philadelphia. And in his own post-game comments, he talked about just how damn cool it is to play in Philadelphia. That place, Citizens Bank Ballpark, was absolutely rocking this afternoon, this evening, for the Phillies.
You want to hear his words, JR?
Yeah, let's hear Bryce Harper. What did he have to say?
I get so fired up. I love this place. I signed here for a reason. To do everything I could to bring back a trophy to this town, to Mr. Middleton, to this organization. I got chills thinking about it because that's what it's all about. I absolutely love this place. I love every single person in this organization fighting, clawing every single day to get back to that moment. there were so many good times in, you know, 07, 08, 09, 2010, 11. And I wanted to get back to that moment, into the postseason and playing in front of this fan in Red October. I could go on and on, man. There's nothing like playing here. And Garrett Stubbs said it best, man. If you don't like it, you can get out, because we don't want you here. You know, and we want to be able to come in each night and play our game. And they are with us in this every single step of the way.
Hey, he appreciates it. I know there are a lot of folks who look at Bryce Harper and go, hey, you left. We won a World Series in Washington. What have you done? Would anybody be shocked or surprised if at one point this man won a World Series? And then what do we say? This is a cool ride that he's on right now. They didn't get the job done last year against the Houston Astros. It certainly looks like that they might get another chance if they eliminate the Braves again to go back. And Philly is just chomping at the bit right now. There's a point in time, you know, every now and then we can talk about title towns, USA, what have you. Philadelphia is bumping right now. They got a good chance to go to the World Series. The Eagles just went to the Super Bowl. And I don't know what's going on with the Sixers. I guess James Harden will be out of there sooner than later, and maybe a cloud will disappear from over the top of that organization. Congratulations to the Phillies. Smacking the Braves tonight, 10-2. One victory away from the National League Championship Series. Congratulations to the Astros for the 7th straight time, an American League record. The Astros go to the American League Championship Series. They beat the Twins tonight, the final score 3-2. They win the series 3-2-1. Congratulations to them. And we got another game in action right now. And the way the Dodgers have been playing, I don't know if they're going to muster a run to do anything worth a damn. The Diamondbacks are currently beating them 4-0. I'm going to provide some details to you surrounding that game on the other side of the break. And then, you know, the Dodgers on the West Coast, I would say their equivalent on the East Coast, a comparable team, would probably be the Yankees. And the Yankees ain't playing. I guess that's something that the Dodgers and Yankees actually have in common right now. Neither one of them are doing anything, and one of them is actually in the postseason. The Yankees owner, Hal Steinbrenner, he spoke today about the Yankees and potential changes. We're going to talk about the Dodgers on the other side of the break, on the brink of being eliminated by the Diamondbacks. I want you to hear from the Yankees owner, Hal Steinbrenner, and the phone lines are open if you want to call me as well. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got more baseball. We got Curtis Granderson joining us next hour. We got to get into some football, a top six list of coaches on the hot seat in the NFL. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
Oh, I love this music. Makes me want to get up and, I don't know, punch somebody. Makes me want to hit a home run. Makes me want to sack a quarterback. Makes me want to hit a slam dunk. Can you hit a slam dunk? Yeah, it makes me want to hit a slam dunk. I like that song. Anyway, I'm just waiting on this game to finish up. It's going to take a minute. We talked about the Phillies taking a 2-1 series lead against the Braves. We talked about the Astros beating the Twins, going on to the American League Championship Series to take on the Rangers. And right now, the Diamondbacks, just hoping to sweep the Dodgers right now. The game is 4-0. The Diamondbacks have hit 4 home runs in the third inning. Lance Lynn giving them all up. This man gave up 44 home runs for the entire season. In his last 7 starts, Lance Lynn gave up 12 home runs. This should let you know how desperate the Dodgers have been for starting pitching, because for the life of them, they can't catch a break. The bad Clayton Kershaw is back here in the postseason. Not working out for him. Stinks for him. We got Julio Urias. This man is dealing with domestic violence issues. Deplorable what's going on with him. You got Walker Buehler, Tommy John. You got Dustin May out for the same type of injury. Tony Gonsolin, Tommy John. This is just awful. I mean, if you looked at these Dodgers over the past couple of seasons, it was the pitching that helped get them over the hump, kept them in the games. And they had a surplus of pitching, and it's crazy how fast things can change. There was zero expectation for these Diamondbacks to be competing potentially in an NLCS. And it looks like that's exactly where they're going to go. It's the top of the fifth. Arizona currently leads at home against the Dodgers 4-0. If there is a benefit here for the Dodgers, if they want to have some hope, I know they've been flat here with the bats. Lance Lynn has been gone, because if he was still out there, he'd be giving up bombs. The Dodgers are desperate. They got to throw that dude out there. Ugh, just bad all the way around. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll continue to update you on that game as it continues forward. Let's talk to David. David is calling from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. You're our first caller tonight, David. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, buddy? Hey, I wanted to call him last night. I loved your rant on Rodgers. I'm going to go full circle on Bryce Harper here in a second. I am from D.C. This is going to sound salty, but I'm actually from Michigan. All my home teams are from Dublin. He's full of himself. Yeah, I mean, I get what you were saying in terms of, like, he matches, like, the city of Philadelphia and all that stuff. But, yeah, don't hate him. Maybe I am a little salty. I guess he did leave.
Yeah, what is he?
Anyway,
he is. He's
not a fan.
Hold on a second. I see. Maybe I'm biased. He's been here on the show. I like him.
Okay.
I got no problem with him. I got no issue with him. What has he done specifically? Give me an example.
You're calling me out here. I don't know if
I'm just saying. I mean, if you're going to say he's, he's a little D-bag, or, he's Aaron Rodgers-ish. give me an example.
Let me just say then, I don't have evidence, sir, but I just don't like the guy.
Okay. Listen, that's some people, they just breathe and people don't like him. That's just how it is. Well, anyway, David, at least you
Lions, baby. Lions.
Okay, Lions. All right, at least you got the Lions. Take it easy, David. Yeah, he just doesn't like the guy. Why? What did he do? He took money, he left, and then you won a World Series. What's there to be mad about?
When he was coming up, there was this arrogant reputation that was attached to his name. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, but nobody has no example.
That's true.
And he was a teenager. And so, I mean, he's going to naturally be resented. Especially you start thinking about clubhouses, he's naturally going to be resented.
I mean, him and Papelbon got into it right now. That seems like ages ago at this point.
Because Papelbon is a jerk himself.
A lot of people say that. But Bryce, on that particular day, did cheat the game and he didn't run as hard as he could have. So that's the only two things I can think of in the guy's 12-plus year Major League Baseball career.
Yeah. He just sounds like somebody who came up as a prodigy, which he was and is. People don't like you when you're on the way up, man. It's just people want to knock you down. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Greg?
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. Great show, as always. I like that gentleman before, Detroit Connection. I'm going with Verlander and the Astros, you know, obviously due to the fact that he's from Detroit and he's a Hall of Famer. We got a great World Series building up. Who do you think is going to be in it? Is it going to be the Astros in number one? Number two, if the Astros win the World Series, will that put the A.J. Hinch in the cheating of the Astros and the rearview mirror and just say they are still a great team no matter what and they cannot be beaten?
I think you got – and I'm going to ask Curtis Grandison that same question. Like, that's where it is right now. Like, you can't – like – How many times? I get it. If you want to talk about the story of the Astros, and thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. If you want to talk about the history of the Astros and how they got started and the run that they've been on, you can't ignore talking about 2017. You just can't do it. But if you look at now, if you look at the past few seasons, this is a record in the American League. Imagine if every single damn year they just went to the World Series. Now, that would be even more ridiculous. And so, I mean, look, all things considered, I would think that they'll beat the Rangers. And then from there, I think we'll see a representative. I'm not picking the Diamondbacks if they hold on to win. And I'm not counting out the Atlanta Braves. Not at all. I still think the Atlanta Braves can still win this series, even though the Phillies right now, they're the ones with the advantage. So all things considered, I think we're going to see a rematch, or we're going to see an Atlanta Braves team that's going to try to avenge its loss last postseason at the hand of the Phillies. Either way, it's shaping up to be a good one. We got some great storylines here, and I'm all here for it. Sign me up, man. Sign me up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we talked about the Dodgers, Lance Lynn throwing batting practice to the Diamondbacks. We're going to talk about the Yankees because, yes, they aren't participating in the postseason. And their owner, Hal Steinbrenner, he says there will be changes. Is it going to be to some of the furniture? Is it going to be to personnel? He didn't necessarily provide any clarity. We'll hear from him. And then clarity? Someone who's not going to change is Roger Goodell. Looks like he'll be sticking around for quite a few more years. I'll tell you what the deal is with him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller. Had to pull over to the side of the road just to make sure I didn't miss my opportunity. Want you to know that I appreciate your candor.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. The Dodgers still trying to find a run somewhere. Arizona leads 4-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Before we went to break, I know the Dodgers are being blanked again right now. There's a team that's not even in the postseason. They also have a massive payroll, paying tons of money to plenty of dudes who can't even run bases or stay healthy. I'm talking about the New York Yankees. Rodon busted up his first season, missing half the year. You got Stanton, and then I know the Marlins paying half of his contract. The guy can't even run the bases at full strength. Just in fear that he might hurt or injure himself. You got fans hoping that Brian Cashman gets the boot. You got fans hoping that Aaron Boone gets booted out of the Bronx. And it doesn't appear that either one of these guys are actually going to leave. But the owner of the New York Yankees, Hal Steinbrenner, he spoke at Sportico today, which is a sports business conference. And he was asked about meetings that the New York Yankees brass have had over the past week. They met in Florida, at Tampa, the Yankees headquarters for the postseason, or the offseason, I should say. And they sat around and they had a meeting, they had a get together, tried to figure out why they sucked. They only finished 82-80. And Hal Steinbrenner said, everybody had to check their ego at the door. We had to look at every facet of the organization. And then we had to see, man, do we need to make any changes? Listen to what Hal Steinbrenner had to say.
Check your egos at the door kind of thing and be prepared to, be critiqued. And a lot of that happened. I think at times it got a little dicey, but it was respectful the entire time. And there wasn't one stone we left unturned, from health of the team, what we're doing in the clubhouse culture, what we do in the weight room, analytics, pro scouting, biomechanics. Is there enough communication between everybody? So it was a great 3 days. It was a very honest conversation. Many more to come in the months to come. But we're going to be making some changes. Some may be more subtle than others. But I think we've uncovered certainly things we can do better.
Subtle changes. You know what subtle means. And if you didn't know this already, where the hell you been? And Brian Cashman ain't going nowhere. He's been a general manager since 1998. Aaron Boone ain't going nowhere. And by the way, these teams, the Yankees, it's like, hey, how many games did they win? 90 games, 95 games, 100 games. This past season, they fell flat. They finished 82-80. But come on, man. Subtle changes? They're going to fire somebody in the analytics department, somebody that you've never heard of. Subtle changes. I know Yankee fans want wholesale changes, but I still say this. You better be careful what the hell you ask for, because walking Brian Cashman out the door, it doesn't necessarily lead to success. People don't know who the successor would be. Be careful now. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and get to Birmingham. Let's talk to Anthony. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. Just interested in figuring out why you think the Astros will be an automatic against the Rangers.
I didn't say that.
2011. Sorry, I apologize. Go ahead.
It's okay. Well, first, I didn't say that they were an automatic. I don't speak in terms like that. I said I would favor the Astros to win. And why would I favor them to win? It'd be based off experience. I mean, we've seen Justin Verlander compete at the highest level before. Nathan Eovaldi is certainly on a nice run right now. Max Scherzer, if I have to think about or depend on him in the postseason, he's been slapped around if he can actually make it to a game. And so I think they're valid reasons, but those are two definite reasons why I would go ahead and select Houston over the Rangers.
Perfect. And who would you take out of the NL? And who would be the best matchup for both teams?
When you say best matchup, in how? What do you mean? Like competitive, easier matchup?
Competitive. Just so let's say if the Rangers went through to the World Series, who would you think would give them the hardest matchup and the Astros the hardest matchup?
You're really flipping a coin right now. I think it'd be any team not named the Diamondbacks. I don't think you're getting any easier of a matchup if you have to take on the Phillies and or the Braves, because I think they're pretty evenly matched.
Perfect. I agree.
Thank you, Anthony. I appreciate you, man. Anthony was calling me from 50 feet away from the phone. I'm glad I was able to at least hear him. That was nice. Adam is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Adam?
JR, man, I'm thinking it's going to be a rematch of last year's World Series with the Phillies and the Astros. I think the Rangers are insanely hot right now, but I think that experience will overcome and prevail. But I just have to call in, man, and just absolutely clown the Dodgers. It's like Christmas, man. It just comes around every year. The Dodgers win 100-plus games. They smoke their division. They win it by 10 games. They walk into the playoffs, and they choke their behinds off. I have no idea how year in and year out Clayton Kershaw becomes a shell of himself. The dude is a no-doubt Hall of Fame pitcher, multiple Cy Youngs, MVPs, and then he just gets to October and completely sucks. And all Dodgers fans have to show for it is some fake COVID Mickey Mouse ring in 2020 when all they had to do was play 60 games in that season. And it's just becoming so pathetic, man. I genuinely feel bad for their fans. They must get their hopes up every single year. And for them just to fail miserably every single year. And Arizona is such an inferior opponent, too. It's like the talent and the payroll is just on two different levels. It's quite pathetic. Wouldn't you agree?
Damn, I would. You sound more upset about it than I am. What did the Dodgers do to you?
They pay a bazillion dollars for their players, and then they fail. And it's just hilarious to me. I know I sound angry. I'm just very passionate about how sad and it's just, it's year in and year out. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, well, they're being blanked right now after they were just smoked and blanked, 4-2. I don't want to call it smoked or blanked, but they're sad. Their bats have fallen and gotten quiet at the worst time. And the pitching, the injuries, and actually some of the issues to some of their pitchers, it's caught up to them.
At least they're going to get Ohtani, right?
Fingers crossed, right? That'd be nice. Well, I mean, the Dodgers, we know that they need pitching, and he ain't pitching next year, so.
That's true. That's true, man.
They're going to have to swing for it, though, man. Well, thank you, Adam. Appreciate you. You're so angry about the Dodgers. How you feel about the Jays?
Don't even get me started. Offense just all year just killed my spirit, so don't even get me started on that team needs so many improvements. It's disgusting.
You want a bright side? Where are the Yankees at right now, Adam?
They're even worse off than us.
Where are the Orioles right now?
That whole division is fraudulent, JR.
Where are the Red Sox at?
Everybody in the AL East is sitting at home in the exact same position, on that couch.
There you go. So just there's a silver lining. Adam, thank you for calling from Toronto.
Thank you, JR.
Absolutely, man. There's a silver lining. Like, if you're a Blue Jays fan, be happy that everybody else is losing or has lost or has been eliminated or is at home. I'm going to ask Curtis Granderson next hour. I want to get his thoughts on the Yankees as well. He played for the Yankees. I want to know what he thinks about them. Sean is calling from Cincinnati. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Sean?
Thanks for having me on. Best show on radio. I got two questions for you.
Yeah.
Fundamentally, one reason why the Yankees did not get it done this year. And second question, who's your dark horse for next year?
Okay. So you asked me, you want one reason why the Yankees didn't get it done this year?
The primary reason.
If I had to look at one reason, I would boil it down to health. I mean, we can start looking at a lot of other issues, and people can start nitpicking, issues of managerial decisions and personnel. Mm-hmm. But when you think about Aaron Judge carried the team, not this past season, but last year in 2022, as he won the MVP. And so that covered up a lot of stink in the offense. Giancarlo Stanton continues to just deteriorate physically. They have Carlos Rodon, who came on, played half the season, and was trying to play catch-up with no spring training. Josh Donaldson played like hot garbage, wasn't available. The Yankees got rid of him. You can think about injuries. They were just cooked. You got Rizzo with a concussion. If they were healthy, I think they would have had better results. But that might be the primary just for last season. And you're asking me about a dark horse team for 2024?
And remember, I'm calling from Cincinnati.
So you want me to say something positive about the Reds?
I'm just saying, remember.
Okay. I mean, that's tough for me to say, just to pick a dark horse. How about we do this? You tell me why you are enthusiastic and optimistic about the Reds. You tell me why.
That's a fair question. One of the youngest teams in MLB had literally 50 different starters this year, starting players, and still came within a game and a half of going to the playoffs. I'm biased.
Okay. Yeah, I don't listen, man. I don't know if that's a positive. They're going to have to find out how to round out that roster. I mean, outside of Ellie De La Cruz is kind of the centerpiece. Yeah. I look at them, too, and I go, well, look, when it comes to the postseason, for me, it starts and stops with the pitching. You know, we just had a caller ask me about, you know, why do I believe in the Astros more than I do the Rangers? Well, one primary reason is that guy, his name is Justin Verlander. And I'm not expecting, and thank you, Sean, for calling from Cincinnati, I'm not expecting everybody to have a Verlander. I mean, the Dodgers got a Kershaw, and for the most part, he gets to the postseason, and yeah, he stinks. But it's tough. Who's the ace? Who's the killer? Who's the guy who's going to mow you down to start and potentially end the series? That I can't predict for 2024. I'm not that damn good, okay? It's the JR Sport Reef Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to get ready to take a break. And on the other side, I want to talk some NFL. We have a quarterback in the NFL who is concerning me right now because he can't stay healthy. I'll tell you who it is. I'll tell you about Roger Goodell. And then we're going to hear from Curtis Granderson. I like him. He's a great guy. We're going to do it here on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
As easy as pie?
Sure. All you have to do is enter your license plate or VIN.
As easy as a stroll in the park.
Okay, then just answer a few questions and you'll get a real offer in seconds.
As easy as singing!
Why not? Schedule a pickup or drop-off and Carvana will pay you that amount right on the spot.
As easy as playing guitar.
Actually, I find that kind of difficult. But selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
Can be.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get an instant offer today.